Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this is my partner Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
An extra special show for you today.
Why is that?
Something a little bit unusual, I think you'll find. Today's episode is going to harken back to a bit we used to do when we were on terrestrial radio called Dave and Darren's Animal Farm. I've got a bunch of stories involving animals that I think will just tickle you so. A whole bunch of animal stories we'll be sharing
so
with you
today. So we're counting down the animals.
Yeah, I've got all five of these
little
stories.
Little snot-nosed Davey.
Oh, I don't know. Are the animals going to be all right, Uncle Darren? Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this. And
is Don on the phone?
Yeah, what?
No, okay.
No, Don's on the phone, too. He's very excited about it as well. So we've got...
Finally got that edited properly?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It took a while.
Good for you.
Yeah, I made it happen. it was a priority, as you can understand.
Going to do a little cutting,
yeah,
a little pasting,
yeah,
and there you go.
And we should point out, this will be the only regular show for this week. We'll be doing another show on Thursday, but that will be a patron exclusive. So you will only have access to that show and the vast library. I ran into someone, a listener at the auto show, and he was telling me that he missed when we do, he likes when we do Jesse the Body Ventura. And I thought, I don't think that's us.
No, we...
But we did?
Yeah.
We used to admit where we were Jesse the Body.
I believe.
He was trying to explain to me. I'm like...
You did.
Well, the thing is...
You did.
He seemed to enjoy it, so I went along with it.
Yes.
But then I thought, I wonder if he's thinking of another show.
I don't know that we've ever done it in podcast form. Have we done it in podcast form?
Well, he said he likes
because
the podcast, and he likes when we do Jesse the Jesse the Body Ventura bit, and I thought, I don't know what that means. But, you know, we've done close to, 900 shows now, so I don't know. Is it over 900? I don't know. I've already lost count. But,
See, that's why you need me. Keep track.
More than one way to skin the cat. On this Animal
you
Barn
really
special.
You really shouldn't be skinning cats at all.
But you have access to every show we've ever done if you're a patron.
And
you will have access to the show.
Thursday.
Yeah.
So get signed up.
Right. But this will be the only regular show.
Yes.
Patron exclusive show coming on Thursday. If you're not a patron, you can go to our website, nachoradio.com, and find out how to make that happen.
This weather that we're dealing with right now, mm-hmm, I don't know that this... Does this lend itself to your snowblower?
I'm not going to do anything.
It doesn't.
I'm leaving. I'm going to let... You know what? Nature put it there. I'm going to let nature take care of this. I'm done shoveling.
In April.
I'm done shoveling. I'm done blowing.
This isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but just in walking on it...
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know that a snowblower does you a damn bit of good.
It's just slush.
Well...
Right?
Frozen slush.
Okay, 563 is saying that it was either Macho Man or Hulk Hogan that we did, not Jesse the Body Ventura.
No, we did we did Jesse Ventura when you went off on the conspiracy theories.
Right.
Yeah, you've done that.
It's a conspiracy theory show.
Yes.
Okay, that
going on and on and on about certain conspiracies that he believed in.
I was just thinking of the professional wrestler. I forgot he's got a career as a conspiracy.
But we
kook.
Have done the Hulk Hogan, brother.
Yeah, well, that's more your thing, Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
That's really what you bring to the table.
And then...
But then the whole rest of the night, I'm thinking, I don't even know if I don't even know how to access what Jesse the Body Ventura sounds like.
You thought you were maybe getting complimented for something that's not yours?
This was the thing.
I'll take it.
Because I was confused. He's like, I love when you guys do the Jesse the Body bit, and I'm like, right. Right, the Jesse the Body.
That's a good one.
Right, but I don't know what that.
I think that's
something
what
that we
did
a while ago, or apparently he enjoyed it.
Well, consider doing it again.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how the bit goes, so I'm gonna have to go back and find it.
But you're concerned how the voice might sound.
Well, you know now, right? I don't know.
That's adorable.
You know, I want to make sure.
That hasn't stopped you before.
I want to make sure that you guys are getting a product that you deserve. Right? I mean, you guys deserve the best. You know what? Now that I think about it, I could just search on nachoradio.com and see if we've done any...
What a magical world.
I'm just going to type in Ventura, and we've either talked about the highway or the wrestler.
Or Ace.
The
pet detective.
Just it says the search query did not return any results. But that doesn't, maybe we just didn't mention it in whatever the description was for the show.
Possible.
Yeah. Jesse, the body, let's see.
Conspiracy.
Episode 50.
Really?
December 8th, 2014. Let's see. This is an episode entitled Snake Stunts, Booby Traps, and Waffalos.
That was a good one.
Jesse Palmer has an interesting take on things.
What? Well, if you're a patron, you've got access.
Well, these show notes used to be a lot more detailed when this was the only thing that we did. There's a lot here. This is everything we talked about. I don't even know that you need to listen to the show. It's got everything we did on the show here. Yeah. Well,
back then we did it for the show.
Well, that was true. December 8th, 2014 would have been the first couple of months of the show, right?
Yeah. That is correct.
And now here we are, older and wiser and ready to give you the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport, where they have three Valentine's Day deals still going on. This is one-stop shopping, so you can still take care of this and you'll be okie dokie. Starting at just $99, every purchase includes a rose from Coleman's Florist and Lagomasina Chocolate. So again, get on down there, and you go in, you get it done, and you're set. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, again, Village of East Davenport. They are open from Tuesdays through Saturdays, starting at 10 o'clock. They also have their bridal sale going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring, starting at just $350. And their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for every occasion, including Valentine's Day. Come in and see and feel the difference. Of course, they are locally owned and operated. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there, and you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner with your purchase as well. Podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport.
Can I tell you a quick Capriotti story?
Absolutely.
So we had
those are my favorites.
We had my wife's family Christmas was here this weekend. Now,
boy,
as we're sitting here in the Capriotti studio, we are 48 hours away from Valentine's Day. But this was the weekend that worked for
pitchers and catchers reporting.
Yes, that's happening tomorrow. As you can imagine, I was perplexed when I was told, oh, yeah, we're having family Christmas this weekend.
But did you have to go out and buy stuff?
She takes care of all that.
For this kind of Christmas?
Yeah.
This kind of Christmas is going to fall on you.
Well, I mean, like my nephews were that are not usually here were here. It was just the only time there were kids got presents, adults didn't. It was fine.
Yeah,
it was a wonderful time actually. But the thing is, we host this thing every year. Now, usually it's in January.
Mm-hmm.
This year somehow it got kicked into
stumbled
into
February.
Right, but also it's worth pointing out, people come from all over the Midwest for my wife's family Christmas that we do here, much after Christmas. And every year we get Capriottis.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a courtesy, I want you to understand, this is just as a courtesy as a host, we offered to everyone, is Capriotti still okay, or mm-hmm. would you like to do something else?
You want to do something different?
The violent reaction we got from everyone at the notion of it not being Capriottis.
I'll skin you alive.
I think, like, how about we just don't come if you're going to do something other than Capriotti's?
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, I went and picked up lunch there for the family, and I almost feel like they come because of the Capriotti's, not really the
That's fine the by fellowship. Me.
Yeah, exactly. I was there, and I watched them as I made my my pickup and put a couple bucks in the beer money jar. I watched Aaron as they pulled up a tray of meatballs that looked like they had just been handmade.
By God.
It was on like a big tray.
Uh-huh.
And they were just about to put those bad boys in the oven.
Did you have a big smile on your face?
Oh, I do a dopey grin. I'm still walking around with them, I'm being honest. Uh-huh. I thought, there they are. Yeah. They're just starting their life as Capriotti's meatballs.
That's what it
and
is.
And I'm here to watch it.
So they have the shop there on 53rd Street, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including, as Dave mentioned, their homemade meatball. Meatballs made from scratch, topped with marinara sauce, provolone, and grated Romano cheese. Absolutely delicious. Here's something to consider. Interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party?
Very interested.
That's what you can do next year. Have the food truck in your driveway.
That's a brilliant
idea.
That's
not bad, is it?
No, no, that's a brilliant idea. I'd have to have a couple more family members over to make it worth our
that's
while,
all right.
But yeah.
You can do it.
I was thinking it'd be good for an Epimuck.
That, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what
James would do that. Absolutely. Your place of business or an event. Nepomuk is an event.
It's very tasty.
All you have to do is email capriottisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Problem is, we don't do Nepomuk on odd years. It's an every other year occasion.
Oh, you've changed that.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Nepomuk, this is the thing. If you throw a party every year,
yes,
it's a drag. Then people feel like, we got to do that
but
again.
So this is
if you take a year off, then people look
more like the
to
Ryder
it.
Cup.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So even years is when Nepomuk happens. So I got to come up with another occasion to get the Capriati's.
But wait a minute. Yeah, because
but by God, it's happening.
Yeah. All right.
By the eternal, I vow it. All right. A little bit different here today. Top five things will be like we used to do back when we were on FM radio. It'll be done in the style of Dave and Darren's
Animal Farm.
Just imagine it, chatting with a cheetah chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger.
Hey, this doesn't do anybody any good.
What's that?
But I want to share this with you.
Oh, I wish you would.
Here is apparently a very recent picture of Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Of Genesis fame.
Yes.
Solo fame.
Yes.
Does this remind you of anybody you know?
It looks like Bung.
It sure does.
Wow. I just assumed that was Bung.
It looks more like Bung than it looks like Phil Collins.
Boy, that's the truth. Wow.
Against all odds.
No jacket required, indeed. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Animal Farm Edition. You know, Darren, animals do the darndest things.
That's what I'm told.
And we like to compile these stories with something we call the Animal Farm.
Not those, baby.
Number one.
Here along with your host, the charming and delightful old Uncle Darren.
Hello, little snot nose.
Oh boy, we're going to talk about animals today on the show. Someone wanted to know if we would be if Spank.
Get me an ice cream; it calms me down.
Someone wanted to know on Twitter. I think Daniel wanted to know if Spank would be making an appearance on the podcast for the Animal Farm. Spank doesn't show up until somebody gets me to 500 followers on Twitter. At Dave Lavora.
Oh, okay.
We're 90-some away. Let's make this happen.
All right.
Zookeepers in Belfast say a group of chimpanzees used branches weakened by a storm to make a ladder and escape from their enclosure there at the Belfast Zoo. The monkeys have learned how to make ladders. Video filmed on Saturday by visitors to the zoo there in Northern Ireland showed several of these monkeys.
The monkeys used ladders. Wasn't that even like in the opening scene?
Oh, they had that bit where it came out of the bag. It was like a magic trick, right?
They used ladders.
Just trying to be friendly. What?
We're pushing a bit around town.
These are actual monkeys.
Real though. Monkeys.
Yeah, these are.
With a Y.
With a Y, not two E's. Not two E's, yes. Although they did get, I will say this, in Belfast, they did get the funniest looks.
Irish monkeys.
Right. What takes for the bananas? The video filmed by visitors there at the Belfast Zoo shows several of these monkeys scaling a wall and perching on top of it, one walking down a path. The chimps in the trees had, were weakened by recent storms, which allowed the chimpanzees to break them and then fashion a ladder to make their escape.
Well, I'll say this. People, and yes, even monkeys,
mm-hmm.
eventually figure out walls. They really do.
The zookeeper says these monkeys are intelligent primates, and they know they're not supposed to be out of their enclosure, so they got back in themselves.
Oh, little furlough.
Yeah. So I like that. I shouldn't be out of here. All right, I'll go back where I belong.
Listen, we've got it pretty good, but sometimes I gotta get away.
2 weeks ago, a rare red panda escaped from the same zoo when its electric fences failed. That animal was recaptured in the driveway of a nearby house. Can you imagine you're coming home from a long day at work or possibly the pubs in Northern Ireland and there's just a red panda sitting in your driveway?
There was a raccoon right outside my door the other day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's almost the exact same story.
I almost let it in. Then I thought, no, that'll just be a disaster.
How would the dogs take that?
Not well.
Two. How would
but
that
my
go
compassion,
over?
Uh-huh. Then it's like, wait, you got that's a wild animal.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's
a wild animal.
That's not the best for any of
no,
us.
That's going to end up being a bad thing.
Right. Darren, why is that dog wearing a mask? Not a dog.
Remember, I was just thinking about this because I was wiping my feet when I came in the door.
Oh, thank you. Very polite. You were right. You know what? I'll say this for you, kids. You're clean.
Now this
nobody
was,
can take me with that away from
this
me.
This was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Pretty early on in the podcast, I believe.
Okay, I remember.
Remember when I tracked the dog poop in here?
Yeah, that
and
was
then,
a
and,
while ago.
And then Owen was like, please, Dad, don't beat him up over this. Don't.
It's true.
Don't. Please, don't.
He's always got your back.
Don't. He's sorry. Don't turn this into a bigger deal than it is.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. He begged for clemency.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
No, he's got your back. Uh-huh. Number two, this is a story that happened yesterday in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
A guy breaks into an abandoned house. Now, the reason he went to the abandoned house was he thought it'd be a good place to smoke some weed.
I need a place to get high.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's half of it when you got some weed. It's like, where can I smoke this?
Well, at a certain age.
Right. So this guy knows of a house in the neighborhood that's been abandoned.
I don't think anyone's in there.
The door isn't locked. It's like held together by, I think basically someone had left a screwdriver and a latch.
Sure.
So he's like, well,
sure,
this
I've
is,
seen that.
This
yeah.
is easy enough to figure out. Right?
Yes, I can figure this out.
Gets in the garage there of this, again, abandoned home and wants to, you know, toke up. When he sees a tiger, an honest-to-God tiger, peaceful and calm, waiting in a cage.
Hold on. How did the guys handle this in Hangover?
So what the guy did in Houston was he called the police, and he's like, I'm submitting an anonymous tip because I am getting the hell out of here.
Right. But
I think you should know I broke into a garage with the intention of smoking up. And I'm giving you that detail.
And
because for a while
and
I thought for a while that it was a hallucination.
he says that?
Yeah, that's what he tells the cops. I'm certain though I'm not hallucinating. You need to come here.
I'm something of a pro.
I'm good?
Better.
Right. What's in this joint? Wait a minute. I haven't even smoked it yet. No. And marijuana doesn't lead to hallucinations. Unless it's, you know, one of those Israeli cigarettes or something, right? Where they lace it with a little, you know.
Haven't heard of those.
Oh, yeah. A little coke, maybe a little ketamine.
Ooh.
That's a little something.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they put that, well, sometimes lace that stuff.
Cat-hold.
Yeah. That's what they call it. Gay-hole. Well, the cops ended up showing, and sure enough, this was not a hallucination. There was a tiger that had been left in a cage.
Oh, in a cage.
In an abandoned home.
Well, that's not the best.
No, that's horrific. Whoever did this, whoever left the tiger.
Yeah.
Now,
so the tiger,
is the tiger going to be all right?
Guessing the tiger's off to a zoo now.
Well, you would think the zoo has said, we don't know who this tiger, we don't know anything about this tiger. We're not taking a tiger in. The tiger had to issue a statement that says, we have the tigers that we have.
Right.
The zoo isn't just a place where you
drop off tigers.
Dump animals.
So
like,
then,
we're part of a program.
Yes, no, I get it. A controlled environment.
Yes. So this is the thing. The people there in Houston are saying, look,
out to the wild, then.
Sometimes people think it's cool to have an exotic wild pet.
No, it's
you
not.
Shouldn't. Wild animals are not pets.
See, that's why I didn't let the raccoon in.
Now, if I broke into your house...
I came to my senses.
If I broke into your house to smoke some weed and I saw a raccoon, I'd be like, maybe I'm hallucinating. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't make any sense. But a tiger would lead me to think I was certainly hallucinating. The caged female tiger has been sent to basically the pound in Houston.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, well, you know, we can't really keep a tiger here for very long.
Not for long.
Tipster said they were at the house to smoke marijuana and thought they were hallucinating when they first saw the tiger. It was found in a rinky-dink cage in the garage, which was not locked. Garage was secured with a screwdriver and a nylon strap. Anyway,
shouldn't it be easy enough to find who these people are?
The tiger was tranquilized in order to move it out of the house. They're going to find a home for it, probably some sort of sanctuary.
Sure.
So the tiger's going to be just fine, little snot-nosed Darren.
Happy to hear it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about this? How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice for a great way to start the day? Protein Puck, packed full of fruits and nuts. Again, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Again, we will be having a patrons only podcast. That happens from time to time, and we've got one coming up.
Well, at least
up.
Once a month.
We've got one coming up on Thursday, and if you're a patron, you also have access to everything we've ever done, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com, which we certainly appreciate. Podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three. So this is a story that Darren will tell. And it happens... I think whenever we're at parties, at some point, I know if I leave you long enough, and if I leave you with a group of people, I know I'm going to come back. And at some point, and I want you to know that I say this about you because I'm a fan of yours. I study you, having been your partner now for 15 years. I'm your biggest fan. But you love to have this conversation, especially when you're introduced to a new group of people. Hmm. At some point, invariably, Darren will turn the conversation to... You know, in every small town, there's a story of somebody being consumed by pigs.
Yeah, well.
Is that fair? You've had that conversation a few times. You've often been the one that introduces that as a topic of conversation.
I say it because it's true.
Well, it is. I've got a story here of a woman who had an epileptic fit, a woman in Russia, a 56-year-old farmer. She collapsed during an epileptic fit while feeding her pigs,
and
the pigs decided, how about we eat you?
Well, turnabout is fair play, right?
Uh-huh.
Pork the other white meat my ass.
In Russia, pork eats you! Russian state media reporting that the hungry pigs bit into her face, ears, and shoulders as she lay on the floor, died of a loss of blood there on the farm in Malo-Porginsky area of Udmurtia.
Just remember
part
that.
Of the Volga Federal District there, west of the country. Yeah.
When you're questioning whether or not it's proper to have those pork chops,
right.
Know that if they had their way, it would be the other way around.
Well, I mean, that's that bit that Troy McClure says in that movie about, you know, vegetarianism. You know, don't get me wrong.
Timmy.
Timmy, that cow would eat you and everyone in your family.
And everyone you love.
Right. That's something along those lines he says. Timmy, don't be a fool. If that cow had a chance, it would eat you and everyone that you want you, everyone that you hold dear. How exactly does Troy McClure say it? Fire up the Troy McClure. The whole, cows eating people bit. This is as good as
Timmy got an eyeful in the slaughterhouse.
Don't kid yourself, Jimmy. If a cow ever got the chance, he'd eat you and everyone you care about.
Pigs too.
Don't kid yourself.
Pigs as well.
Don't kid yourself, Jimmy. Authorities have launched an investigation into this. She was found by her husband a full day after she died. They were very close, apparently. He felt unwell and
very
went to bed.
Very caring.
Apparently, he wasn't feeling so good and went to bed early the day she was eaten by the pigs. Probably had the potato flu, right? If I know those people. The phenomenon of live humans...
Did the same thing after he found her, too. I don't feel so well. I'm going to sleep this off.
Phenomenon of live humans being eaten by pigs, not unheard of.
No!
2015, a Romanian father died of blood loss after being bitten by pigs. 2014, a Chinese toddler was killed after he was eaten by pigs. Two-year-old crawled
into
a...
Can you imagine a pig locking down on you?
Two-year-old crawled into a pig
pen. You're like, this is a I'm in a bad way here.
In 2012, Terry Vance Garner was eaten by his own pigs at a farm on the Oregon coast. Now, let me ask you this.
I mean,
how old do you think Terry was when he passed away, eaten by pigs? If you had to guess, how old was he when he was eaten alive by these pigs?
I'd say probably a prime age for that is 69.
69, dudes!
You're undefeated in this game. I don't know how you do it. His remains were consumed by the pigs with only his dentures and pieces of his body remaining in the pig pen several hours after he left to feed them.
Let me throw this out.
Several of the pigs he had were over 700 pounds. I was trying to feed you dummies, and you're going to eat me. Guess what? No one's going to feed you now.
Let me throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who deals with insomnia?
Yeah.
I tend to think that probably somewhere in their family, there was some cannibalism.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're a cannibal,
yeah,
and you live with other cannibals,
yeah,
how do you ever relax?
That's an interesting point.
I mean, I know I eat people,
right?
You know, you eat people.
That's what we do.
That's our thing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, do cannibals of a certain tribe have to have a deal?
So you think insomnia may be something that, as a genetic,
that links back?
You have a genetic advantage from being in a family of cannibals. That's a fascinating point.
It's still there.
Right.
So, I mean, if I was a mental health professional,
mm-hmm,
and someone was saying that they were dealing with insomnia.
It's because you're somewhere down the line.
You know where that is. You know why that is.
Some fine young cannibals will drive you crazy. Uh-huh. I'll tell you what.
Always one eye open.
Right. You think that noise you hear in the middle of the night is a door creaking, but your DNA is telling you that's the sound of the guy in the next tent's stomach grumbling.
I mean, you must have to have some sort of agreement among cannibals. Otherwise, cannibals would never get together.
Right. Right. Well, and it would be weird to be in a group of cannibals because you know what they're capable of.
Well, I know what I'm capable of.
That's what
I know
saying,
what you're
like,
capable of.
Hey, man, did you steal my rock hammer? No, man, I didn't. Okay, well, you're probably a liar, because I know that you eat people, so that wouldn't be the worst thing that you've ever done. Of course, I eat people, so I shouldn't throw stones.
I can't throw stones.
Literally.
By the way, I stole your stone.
By the way.
You took my stone.
I left some stones right here, and now they're missing. Do you know anything about that? Let's keep it for number four. Where, thanks to climate change, 50 polar bears have invaded a town, and they are terrifying the residents. This is in a Russian settlement in the Arctic. Sounds like a fun place to live. It's being called a consequence of climate change. More than 50 polar bears have invaded. They are forcing residents to stay in their homes.
Where is this again? Russia?
Russia. Yeah. It's Belusha Guba, which is on the Novaya Zemlya archipelago off Russia's northeast coast. There's a population of 2,500 people. 2,500 people and 50 polar bears. And these things are coming into your home. Officials declaring a state of emergency after reports of polar bears attacking people, mm-hmm, and coming into their homes.
A very polarizing situation.
I like what you did there. We do have some audio of one of the polar bears as it entered a house.
As it entered a house?
Yeah, this is what it said.
What the hell you call that? Yeah.
He was looking at a lamp. He'd never seen one before. I mean, he's a polar bear. What does he know from lamps, this guy? But
holy man! What do you call that?
I'm used to dealing with natural light.
Right. I mean, every once in a while, we might get together and crack open some Coca-Cola bottles. That's about high-tech as we get. Local administrator Alexander Miniev says people are scared, they're frightened to leave homes, and their daily routines are broken. Parents are afraid to let the children go to school or kindergarten. Are the polar bears going to be all right, Uncle Darren? Turns out they're going to be fine because, dig this, polar bears are protected in Russia. You are prohibited by law from killing a polar bear over there.
Whereas young children are not.
If you're a journalist, they'll throw you out a window. But if you're a polar bear, they can't touch you. They've had to put up additional fences to control the bears, but I don't think that's going to work. One guy says he's lived there since 1983, and he's never seen so many polar bears in the vicinity. So, polar bears attacking a Russian town.
Could be the summer of the polar bear.
Interesting that you're making that call here in mid-February.
Already this
early.
What
you're doing there.
I said maybe.
Number five.
You're not for sure on it.
Well, I don't have a strong sense.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Darren...
I don't make these things up.
No.
I got to feel it and believe it.
You don't want to be part of the story. You want to report on the story. This next story comes to us from Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota, where authorities say a resident called and said that there was a strange intruder in her basement. Calls the cops and says, there's an intruder in my basement. I need you to come right away. So the cops are on their way there. This is up in Minnesota. They come to the basement, and the intruder was a horse.
Whiskers! Ruffles. Whiskers isn't one. Wrinkles!
You keep wanting to make Whiskers
I keep
a
making...
Horse.
Whiskers is not a horse.
No, Whiskers is the curious cat.
Right. I'm a curious cat.
Ruffles is the horse that knows things.
Ruffles knows things.
Yes.
And Snickers is the one... Well, Snickers... No, Snickers knows things. Because Snickers laughs when he hears an untruth.
That's right. Okay.
When he hears you lying, he laughs. That's why they call him Snickers.
He gives it away.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Right. No.
You're about as bad as Quint. Yeah. Shut your horse mouth.
No, honey, I was at the office all night.
Snickers! Shut up!
Damn it, Snickers.
God, you're going to get us both thrown out of here.
Police Sergeant Adam Wiederhoff says the investigation is ongoing, and it's not clear how the horse got into the house, let alone how it got in the basement. Can you imagine a horse climbing down a flight of stairs?
Tricky proposition.
The animal's owner did come by to remove it. Message on the...
Who owned it?
Somebody that must have lived nearby.
And it just made its way into the house.
Yeah. A message on the police department's Facebook page says, no horses or officers were hurt in this incident.
That's good
and
to
the
hear.
Horse was safely returned to the corral. But yeah, that's a fine how do you do when you come home, you hear noise in your basement, you go down there and it's a horse. Now that, I would assume, was a hallucination.
Something's wrong with me.
Like, if I come home and there's a horse in my basement, I'm going to assume, all right, the mushrooms I took
I guess acid,
12 years ago.
Acid flashbacks are a real thing.
Right.
I always thought it was a yumbo.
Right. No, this is
This
is coming back. You do mescaline one time and now there's a horse in the basement.
Finally getting my money's worth.
It's all working out. Those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by, or originating from, the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, cap specials including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure you pick up the gift cards. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards. Valentine's Day. Because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Again, if you're having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes. Capriati's, with their extraordinary party trays and big box lunches and subs and salads and more, it'll be a hit. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
People in my neighborhood are going crazy because there's been a
babies
bunch of,
go crazy.
It's been a bunch
I
of,
see, I've seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. Can you imagine if you did see that?
That's weird.
What is what? And what kind of dancing are they doing? Are they doing the typical kind of like just bouncing baby dance? Or are they actually doing like American bandstand dance?
It's a merengue for sure. Why not?
I must be on something if I see babies dancing in the midnight sun.
People are going crazy in my neighborhood because of coyote sightings.
Yes.
That there's been a rash of coyote sightings in my neighborhood. Yes. Now, I haven't seen them, although there's some rather large prints in the snow. But that could just be someone's dog.
Rhonda always thinks she's seen coyotes.
Well, it's possible.
I guess so.
There's been a lot of them. How about this? You mentioned Valentine's Day. There is a wildlife center in Oregon that will let you, for a fee, name a salmon.
Oh, okay.
Name a salmon after your ex.
Yes.
And then they will feed that salmon to a brown bear.
I thought I saw somebody else doing the same thing.
Well, this is a thing where there's a zoo where you can name a snake.
Cockroaches?
And cockroaches. Another zoo is doing cockroaches where they'll name the cockroaches after your ex.
Yeah, and then
another one is naming snakes. And then this one, name a salmon after your ex and then let the bears provide you with closure. It says, let our 1,000-pound brown bears tear into your ex. Did you fall hook, line, and sinker for someone who broke your heart? Cody and Yak, the brown bears, would love to help you get revenge.
What does that cost?
A $20 donation.
I'd think I'd rather spend $20 on salmon and eat it.
Your ex's name will be on a salmon and served up to dinner. We'll provide you with a special certificate and photo of Cody and Yak destroying your salmon.
If you actually accept the certificate and then frame it, you really got to move on. You got to move on.
This whole thing seems super unhealthy. To name a cockroach after your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, that seems weird.
Yeah.
Why are we...
Does this help you move on, or is this just perpetual?
Just move on, man.
Yeah.
Just walk away. I'm going to show her. Uh-huh. I'm going to name a salmon after her.
See?
And then I'm going to watch a bear eat the said salmon. And I'm going to get a certificate. And that's going right up on the goddamn fridge, bitch.
And Facebook.
It's on the fridge, bitch.
That's right.
God.
And I'm putting it on my Facebook page.
Wildlife Images Rehabilitation Center. It's called Catch and Release. $20. They give you a certificate and a picture of the salmon eating. Plus, I mean, you want the salmon to get like violently destroyed? Like, that's weird,
I'd rather eat
right?
The salmon. I saw someone wearing a Nacho Radio T-shirt the other day.
Did you now?
Yeah. I'm like, anything? Anything?
Do you recognize anybody?
Anything?
Does this mean anything to you?
Anything? Any of this make any sense?
Does this do anything for you? Hey, I have one final story, and it's not at all Animal Farm related. So
okay.
I guess
that was the Animal Farm.
Well,
Snot-Nosed Davey.
Well, there you go. That was Dave and Darren's top five things installment
animal
of
style farm.
The Animal Farm
style.
Like what I did there. I just wanted to get this on because this is the only show we're doing this week that's not the patron-exclusive show.
Which happens Thursday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to doing that for you. You remember that story, the guy in Portland who got locked in the Burger King bathroom and they promised him a lifetime of free
food? Because they were laughing at him.
Yes. They said, we'll make this right. We'll give you a lifetime of free food. And then after like a couple days, because he just kept coming in, they're like, okay, we're done here.
There are parameters
here. Burger King has settled the lawsuit by paying him the cost of a lifetime supply of Whoppers.
And that's it.
Yes. He sued Burger King to receive the free Whoppers he was promised after being locked in a restaurant bathroom. He will be getting the sandwiches, at least the cost of them. Lawyer for Curtis Bronner says that Burger King has agreed to settle the lawsuit by paying him $9,026. The cost of that is the cost of one Whopper value meal a week for the next 22 years.
22 years is all you're saying?
Portland lawyer Michael Fuller, who represented this guy in the lawsuit, all right? The mayor of Portland represented this guy in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And he says, and I quote, our long national nightmare is over. Today, Burger King agreed to pay our client's demand in exchange for the dismissal of his lawsuit.
And now I'm finally going to get paid.
Yeah, $9,000. Now, how much of that money do you think he's going to spend on Whoppers? All of it?
Well, he can spend it anywhere he wants to. Like, they've got this, the latest fast food or whatever deal is the thing with Domino's, where if you take a picture of any sort of pizza and send it to them, you get points toward free Domino's pizza.
Well, why would you do that? You just take a picture of any pic?
You haven't seen that commercial?
No.
You haven't seen that promotion? They're basically offering up, it doesn't have to be a Domino's pizza purchase for you to get points toward a free Domino's pizza. Although my guess is this. It looked like you need to get 60 points to get a free pizza. You only get 10. You get 10 points per purchase or picture or something. I'm guessing you can only use the picture. You can use a picture of any pizza one time in your...
Yeah, what's to stop me from firing up six party pizzas and going to get a free Domino's?
Yeah, so my guess is...
It's Domino's that's doing
this? I haven't read the fine print, but my guess is you'll be awarded that one time.
Domino's is in the news because there's another story from Houston. Although
I could be wrong.
Family says they were charged... It was a $20 order, but they ended up getting charged $1,600.
That sounds like Jenny and the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, right.
What was the... Some sort of the
well, this
the
is
tip.
She tipped on takeout, which again,
she tipped on takeout.
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't get it. I don't get tipping on takeout. You're handing me a bag.
I know. I get it.
This is not a. You're not providing me with a service.
You don't tip. You don't.
You're
tip,
doing your
you
job.
You don't tip at a burger place,
right?
That are handing you a bag,
right?
Yes.
You go to an Arby's. You don't go here. Here a little something for
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gave it to me,
right?
What? No, I thought that was built in the price of things,
right? There's a place I go now, and when I go to a takeout, and they're like, okay, fill out this thing, and the first thing is how much you want to tip.
None.
And I feel like an asshole for not tipping, but I'm picking, you're handing me a bag.
I came here.
Right.
Yes, I got you.
Domino's confirming they're looking into a complaint after the family, and possibly others were charged thousands of dollars for otherwise standard pizza orders. Pizza chain said wrong payment amounts were charged due to an error. They're working with their payment vendor to fix the issue.
And they're trying to find out who might have caused this trouble.
Five years ago, there was a guy.
I'm not even a little pizza business anymore.
There was a guy that made a $30 order for Domino's, and they charged him over $300,000. So for it to only be $1,600,
it's a lot of dough.
Consider yourself lucky. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for listening.
Patron-only podcast on Thursday.
Looking forward to having that for you. Again, if you'd like to become a patron, you can find out more by going to the website, which is nachoradio.com. That's it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!